Welcome to the Book of Mormon podcast. My name's Kyle, and I'm just a guy who really enjoys reading the Book of Mormon. As we journey through the text together, I'll do my best to help you stay on top of all the characters and storylines that are going on. But if you have any doctrinal or historical questions, you can get those answered in real time by reaching out on mormon.org/chat. Today we're in 1 Nephi chapter 2. Nephi just finished a lengthy quotation of Isaiah. That's what the last two chapters have been. It talked about the gathering of Israel and used imagery of the Gentiles carrying the Israelites' children on their shoulders. A few chapters ago, Nephi also gave a lengthy account of a vision he himself had, and he saw that his descendants on the Promised Land here in the Americas somewhere would be scattered by the Gentiles, and that there would be a great and abominable church that would persecute the believers of Christ, the followers of Christ. This chapter, chapter 22, kind of brings those two things together. We're going to see imagery both from the Isaiah passage and from Nephi's own vision as Nephi wraps up this first book. So let's jump right into verse 1. And now it came to pass that after I, Nephi, had read these things which were engraven upon the plates of brass, my brethren came unto me and said unto me, What meaneth these things which ye have read? Behold, are they to be understood according to things which are spiritual, which shall come to pass according to the spirit and not the flesh? Remember, the Isaiah passage was about the scattering and gathering of Israel. And his brothers are asking, is this a literal thing? Is this talking about some spiritual thing? How are we to understand this? Verse 2, And I, Nephi, said unto them, Behold, they were manifest unto the prophet by the voice of the Spirit, for by the Spirit are all things made known unto the prophets, which shall come upon the children of men according to the flesh. Wherefore, the things of which I have read are things pertaining to things both temporal and spiritual. For it appears that the house of Israel, sooner or later, will be scattered upon all the face of the earth, and also among all nations. And behold, there are many who are already lost from the knowledge of those who are at Jerusalem. Yea, the more part of all the tribes have been led away, and they are scattered to and fro upon the isles of the sea. And whither they are, none of us knoweth, save that we know that they have been led away. And since they have been led away, these things have been prophesied concerning them, and also concerning all those who shall hereafter be scattered and be confounded because of the Holy One of Israel. For against him will they harden their hearts. Wherefore they shall be scattered among all nations, and shall be hated of all men. Nevertheless, after they shall be nursed by the Gentiles, and the Lord has lifted up his hand upon the Gentiles and set them up for a standard, and their children have been carried in their arms, and their daughters have been carried upon their shoulders, behold, these things of which are spoken are temporal. For thus are the covenants of the Lord with our fathers, and it meaneth us in the days to come, and also all our brethren who are of the house of Israel. And it meaneth that the time cometh that after the house of Israel have been scattered and confounded, that the Lord God will raise up a mighty nation among the Gentiles, yea, even upon the face of this land, and by them shall our seed be scattered. And after our seed is scattered, the Lord God will proceed to do a marvelous work among the Gentiles, which shall be of great worth unto our seed. Wherefore it is likened unto their being nourished by the Gentiles, and carried in their arms and upon their shoulders. And it shall also be of worth unto the Gentiles, for not only unto the Gentiles, but unto all the house of Israel, unto the making known of the covenants of the Father of heaven unto Abraham, saying, In thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. And I would, my brethren, that ye should know that all the kindreds of the earth cannot be blessed, unless he shall make bare his arm in the eyes of the nations. Wherefore the Lord God will proceed to make bare his arm in the eyes of all nations, and bringing about his covenants and his gospel unto those who are of the house of Israel. Wherefore he will bring them again out of captivity, and they shall be gathered together to the lands of their inheritance, and they shall be brought out of obscurity and out of darkness, and they shall know that the Lord is their Savior and their Redeemer, the Mighty One of Israel. And the blood of that great and abominable church, which is the whore of all the earth, shall turn upon their own heads, for they shall war among themselves, and the sword of their own hand shall fall upon their own heads, and they shall be drunken with their own blood. And every nation which shall war against thee, O house of Israel, shall be turned one against another, and they shall fall into the pit which they digged to ensnare the people of the Lord. And all that fight against Zion shall be destroyed. And that great whore, who hath perverted the right ways of the Lord, yea, that great and abominable church, shall tumble to the dust, and great shall be the fall of it. For behold, saith the prophet, the time speedily cometh that Satan shall have no more power over the hearts of the children of men, For the day soon cometh that all the proud and they who do wickedly shall be as stubble, and the day cometh that they must be burned. For the time soon cometh that the fullness of the wrath of God shall be poured out upon all the children of men, for he will not suffer that the wicked shall destroy the righteous. Wherefore he will preserve the righteous by his power, even if it so be that the fullness of his wrath must come, and the righteous he preserved, even unto the destruction of their enemies by fire. Wherefore the righteous need not fear, for thus saith the prophet, they shall be saved, even if it so be by fire. So lots of things going on here. Nephi is talking about the scattering of Israel, the gathering of Israel, and the destruction of this great and abominable church. And basically there's going to be lots of destruction and lots of scary things, but the righteous need not fear. This goes back to Nephi's main theme here. You may remember in the very first chapter of 1 Nephi, he said that he had suffered some afflictions and he had seen some hard times, but he was writing to let us all know that if you trust God, everything works out for the best. And here at the end of this first book, he's sort of looping around to that theme, and by way of his own vision and by quoting Isaiah, he's showing that there will be destruction, there will be scary things in the future, as there have been in the past. This is a common thing here on earth, but the righteous need not fear, because God will protect them. Verse 18, "Behold, my brethren, I say unto you that these things must shortly come. Yea, even blood and fire and vapor of smoke must come, and it must needs be upon the face of this earth. And it cometh unto men according to the flesh, if it so be that they will harden their hearts against the Holy One of Israel. For behold, the righteous shall not perish, for the time surely must come that all they who fight against Zion shall be cut off. And the Lord will surely prepare a way for his people, unto the fulfilling of the words of Moses, which he spake, saying, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that all those who will not hear that prophet shall be cut off from among the people. And now I, Nephi, declare unto you that this prophet of whom Moses spake was the Holy One of Israel. Wherefore he shall execute judgment in righteousness. And the righteous need not fear, for they are those who shall not be confounded. But it is the kingdom of the devil, which shall be built up among the children of men, which kingdom is established among them which are in the flesh. For the time speedily shall come that all churches which are built up to get gain, and all those which are built up to get power over the flesh, and those who are built up to become popular in the eyes of the world, and those who seek the lusts of the flesh and the things of the world, and to do all manner of iniquity, yea, in fine, all those who belong to the kingdom of the devil are they who need fear and tremble and quake. They are those who must be brought down low in the dust. They are those who must be consumed as stubble. And this is according to the words of the prophet. And the time cometh speedily that the righteous must be led up as calves of the stall, and the Holy One of Israel must reign in dominion and might and power and great glory. And he gathereth his children from the four quarters of the earth, and he numbereth his sheep, and they know him. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd, and he shall feed his sheep, and in him they shall find pasture. And because of the righteousness of his people, Satan has no power. Wherefore he cannot be loosed for the space of many years, for he hath no power over the hearts of the people, for they dwell in righteousness, and the Holy One of Israel reigneth. And now, behold, I, Nephi, say unto you, that all these things must come according to the flesh. But behold, all nations, kindreds, tongues, and people shall dwell safely in the Holy One of Israel, if it so be that they will repent. So here is another one of Nephi's favorite themes. He loves to point out that God's grace, his salvation, his protection is available to everyone. Yes, Israel historically has been the covenant people of the Lord, but Nephi says that that's because they're willing to listen and follow God and keep his commandments. And anyone anywhere in the world, regardless of where they live or what their lineage is, can have access to the peace and safety and blessings of God if it so be that they will repent. Verse 29. And now I, Nephi, make an end, for I durst not speak further as yet concerning these things. Wherefore, my brethren, I would that ye should consider that the things which have been written upon the plates of brass are true, and they testify that a man must be obedient to the commandments of God. Wherefore, ye need not suppose that I and my Father are the only ones that have testified and also taught them. Wherefore, if ye shall be obedient to the commandments and endure to the end, ye shall be saved at the last day, and thus it is. Amen. So Nephi is telling his brothers, look, yes, I've had visions. Our father has had visions. But we're not the only ones. Prophets throughout time have had visions, and they've said basically the same thing. which is, if you listen to God, you'll be blessed, and if you don't, you'll be cut off from his presence and ultimately perish. That is the end of the first book of the Book of Mormon. Next time, we'll start 2 Nephi.